can a poor man be? Now that is why, baby,
that is why I love you so.
That is why,
that's why I love you so.
Don't you know, baby,
that's why I love you so.
All right, for me, yeah, 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 I want the world to know you. The way you love me like love and pain. The way you hold me so, I want to come to play. When you kiss me with your ruby red lips, you thrill me so, I turn a back on the cliff. That is why. Don't you know, baby? That is why. All right, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want the world to know.
Yeah. You said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and it's gonna be trouble. If you see him coming, better cut out on the double. And you're sorry you were ever torn. Kind of big and it's awful strong.
Everybody always picking on me.
You know you got my heart beating rhythm. By the Righteous Brothers in the Blossom!
Oh, baby, come on.
shindig.
No, sir, I didn't say he wasn't in the hospital. I said he wasn't available.
Well, if he was in the hospital, why wasn't he available?
Dr. Gillespie, can we leave Dr. Kildare out of this? It's not his fault in any way. I wasn't available because I was groggy and phenobarbital.
You took a sedative shortly before you were to go on duty.
Yes, sir. I needed sleep.
Has this insomnia been persistent?
Well, yes. What do you think's the cause? Nothing organic. Personal problems will do it. Maybe it's just a question of not getting along with my wife.
Well, if you weren't feeling well, why didn't you put yourself on the sick list?
I'm not sick, sir.
Dr. Kildare, would you agree that sometimes it's unwise to relieve a patient's pain while the nature of the disease is still unknown?
Oh, yes, sir, of course.
Why do you say that?
Might cover up his symptoms, prevent proper diagnosis and treatment.
Well, you'll find that when you cover up for a friend, you're not always doing him a favor. That'll be all, gentlemen.
Give me a hand.
Oh, relax, buddy. Give me your hands.
Two fingers on the right hand, one finger on the left. You mean to tell me that those fingers aren't swollen?
I don't mean to say anything.
No, no. You'd see it soon enough on somebody else, but on your own, you don't want to know for nothing. Okay, you keep kidding yourself. 2-3 months from now, these fingers are going to be puffed up like popcorn. Then you won't be able to hide it from anybody.
What are you telling me? That I'm through as a surgeon, too? Is that what you're saying?
No, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. Do you remember Eddie Loomis? Used to play tackle?
Yeah.
He had arthritis. Well, he crippled him. So he went to a certain doctor who gave him a certain medicine. And it cured him. Relieved him. I said cured him.
Something else can be cured by arthritis, honey. If you burned yourself out and rested, this stuff will cure him.
What's the name of it? Lacrimo. You never heard of it, did you?
No.
You know, the next year or so, I came across two other guys that had arthritis.
Sure, why? Turn around.
Dumb. That's so dumb because I never told any other girl that, but he was really old. But you never know it. I mean, you might be kind of old, but you never know it. I mean,
how old was he?
For intellectually, we were about equal. I was probably about a. I mean, he was just. I think he quit school when he was 16, and he was just kind of young.
Well, how literally was he?
26.
Oh.
He still was young. He really was.
Well, that's the way with a lot of people.
And I actually told, I said, you know, we just don't have an interest in life. We should be having an interest, you know. So I was 16 then, 10 years apart. And he said, oh, no, intellectually we're equal.
Did he work? Did he have a job?
Some other time.
How did he live?
Oh, he lived in this little room. But he shared it with friends. It was a big flat with a bunch of people.
Oh, that's it. So they're doing it now.
Yeah. And he said, but you know, in some ways you're older than me. And I said, yeah, but I'm still 16. Or something like that.
Oh, is he a musician too?
He's got a beautiful voice.
Oh. Is he going to develop it?
Well, I keep thinking about it. I think he could. I'm sure he could.
Is he classical voice or jazz?
Rock and roll.
What if he might? My respectable job dress, you'll die.
Look at this one. I brought a bunch of them.
Look, it has a white shirt. Oh, well,
it's
yeah.
Olive.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Look, you can see where I sit down in this. I wore it to Memorial Day exercises here. Lucille and Mary almost got dead to see me. No, you have to dress for the kind of job you want. Your mother's a master at that.
She's got
me. I mean, she can look like anybody.
Gotten all so picky about her clothes.
Yeah.
And her hair and everything. Just, you know, I was doing like that for a while, but I thought I had to be like everyone else and everything, but I couldn't because I just couldn't wear those clothes.
Can't you?
Huh? Even if I wanted to, I just couldn't. So I finally just said, oh, what the hell, these other clothes are really much nicer. And finally I just got to be really slobby and not care that much. But then after a while, after I kind of developed my own taste in clothes. And
but the style now has come around to...
It's come around to me.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But Ma, she's back there. And she, you know, she had to cut her hair short. And you know how I used to wear. And of course she wears it much nicer. And, you know, and she wears clothes. I wouldn't like to wear them.
What kind of, did she change her clothes style?
Mm-hmm. Very.
Conventional, you mean? Well, is Steve that way? It must
in
be
a way, he's very, well, he's, you know, he can have it. Well, he's, he likes to have things, yeah, he likes to, you know, have things just right. Like when he goes out, you know, let's go to dinner and then go play.
And look a certain way.
Yeah, he's always wearing a suit. But it's so easy for a man, all he has to do is put on a suit.
Have you been in his house?
No.
I heard it was that's the first thing I heard about him was his house. Did he still live there? He had a fabulous house in India. Is it Mill Valley or Berkeley?
He lives in Berkeley.
That's the first thing I heard about him, was this wonderful Spanish house or something?
Oh, I don't know. If he has a house, his wife probably lives there.
Oh.
He's got a wife and kids.
I know.
But they're divorced.
Have they gotten a divorce?
Oh. I think they're divorced. I have a feeling.
Well, they were going through that before this all happened. I heard that too the first time I saw him. Jackie was crazy about him.
I like him.
Huh?
Besides which, he's ugly.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember him as kind of pretty.
No, he's not even pretty. He's just kind of blah. I don't know. First sight, unfortunately, he reminded me of Label.
Really?
Well, he has red hair, speckled face, sort of the same. He's just kind of...
Well, I thought, remember, he was very slender, though, very...
He's not.
He's not? No.
Well, he's not fat either.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different person.
He has red hair, and he's freckled.
I met
him
once at Jackie's house.
When that's he, why, one of
that
the
was
reasons.
Before he published the film, the picture book.
He looks so picky, punish. I don't know, just little because he just looks...
I never liked my mother's lovers either.
No, I know. We were just one of the reasons we were prejudiced.
My mother had many lovers and I always...
Yeah, well, I am prejudiced, but I met him before. And I couldn't stand the sight of him and I didn't even know who he was.
Oh.
But still, you know, then I talked to him and stuff and I tried to be fair. But...
Well, that's one of the mysteries of life. Nobody ever knows why anyone else loves somebody else.
Oh, I know.
It's never quite the thing.
Well, lots of people don't know why they do.
Mm-mm. Well, that's a good thing. Love is irrational.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Well, we decided at school that... That man, we've been in politics and stuff. Man is basically emotional. When the rational part of it comes from learning, school.
Uh-huh.
that's why fascism and things like that captured all these people because it was just an emotional thing, you know. Just appealed to, we study that, it appeals to your emotions.
Well, I think that's what Zen is talking about, though, is it's bad to underestimate emotion. Emotion is not just wild. I mean,
oh,
you know,
no, I agree.
But there's been something in Western culture that's separated them, you know.
Yeah,
the intellect. And then the intellect becomes cold and massive and dangerous.
And you're not supposed to show your emotions.
And the emotions become something bestial.
Yeah, and you're not, there is something about, you're not, Mr. Englander was talking about that when we were studying Lorca.
Oh.
And he played a whole bunch of Spanish music before he read the poems. And
oh, nice.
He said, it's sort of embarrassing for us in this culture. To hear the working up of the emotions like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't show our emotions, you know?
But he's not anti-intellectual, Lorca. I mean, he's a very great intellect, actually, because the emotion, I think the emotion is the fire under the brain.
You can't.
Without the fire, the brain is a snake pit. And with the fire from the belly, it's the old image of the phoenix. You know, the fire of the belly hatches the egg of the phoenix in the diaphragm and it flies up to the brain. Well, that's a good...
So you love Mr. Englander. He's really great. Some people just think he's God.
Oh, I wish I'd... he must have been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's great to have him. Warm teacher.
Well, at the same time, he's not. He is everything and he isn't everything. I mean, just... No, but he was the one who supported us in Mary's thing. He just stuck his neck out so far. And he, in a way, he could afford to because he was the head of the English department. Most anyone else, they would have canned.
I know, but on the question of nudes like that, I'm surprised, though, that's something that's been fought out so long ago.
I know, he was having an argument with Mr. Perino, the principal. Of course, Mr. Perino couldn't get any sense. He couldn't speak any sense. He just assumed it. He said, well, you know, this is a part of this is art. This is a part of the culture. The art is the basis of all. The nudes are the basis of all art. All different.
The human
all,
body.
Mm-hmm. And all these. He also said he didn't think it should be decided by the administration. It was an educational matter.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Well, it was. And then Mary Jane, he loved this one nude of this girl in pigtails sitting on a stool in blue, and it's really, really weird blue, really nice, and he loved it, the blue. So the last day of school, Mary gave it to him. He loved it.
Oh, I wish you brought some of them. I'd like to see.
Well, oh, I should.
Did she study a long time?
Yeah, she's been studying a lot. Well, I think that. If Fresno had a good dance department.
A dance?
A good dance department, then I'd be happy.
Well, you can.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't have any?
It might, but I don't think it's very good. I asked Ellie about it.
Well, even then.
And then I could see if I really was interested.
I think you have a great sense of choreography. That's quite a profession now.
Yeah, but that was just a sense I had.
Oh, yes. Well, like everything, you have to study composition. And
just like, I have a fantastic memory.
You do have?
I did. I was Ma's telephone book. I knew every number of all her friends. And it was no effort for me to know it. It just was there. You said it, and I knew it. And it was just something it was a talent that I had. But I stopped using it, and now I don't have it that well. I mean, I've been memorizing all year, though. I've had, in Russian, I have to memorize stuff. Because every night I have to memorize something to recite. But I don't have it as well as I did.
That's a great thing to have.
And I loved it. I loved memorizing things. And I don't do it. I mean, I just did it all the time. And I don't do it, and I should.
It's a great thing to have. I don't have it at all.